Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Final Appeal by Joanne Fluke. Narrated by James Colby.
Final Appeal by Joanne Fluke. Chapter 1. Hollywood, California. Carol Hart knew her marriage was dead, but she wasn't the type to mourn. She had already shed her tears, many of them during the years she'd been married, and her resolve was firm. She still loved Michael. She'd never stop loving him. But divorcing him was her only chance to have a normal life. Her new husband, the one she'd marry after her divorce was final, would be a wonderful provider. And even if the passion she'd shared with Michael was missing, she realized that she was probably much better off without it. Despite her resolve, tears threatened to fall as she folded her designer silk blouse, the only quality item of clothing she owned, and placed it carefully in her old red suitcase. The blouse had been a birthday present from Amy Weston, her best friend at work. Amy and the other secretaries who worked at World Star Studios owned such extensive wardrobes that they were often mistaken for glamorous actresses. Carol was the only exception. In the years that she had worked at the studio, no tourist had ever mistaken her for anyone. Her skirts, blouses, and dresses were relics left over from her single days, shortened and altered in a desperate attempt to keep up with the styles, but never quite achieving that fashionable look. Carol hadn't purchased a single new item of clothing since she'd married Michael. Most of her salary had gone for necessities like the rent, the food, and the utility bills. Because maintaining Michael's career was so expensive, any extra money was quickly allocated for his acting classes and his SAG dues and the glossy photographs he had to provide for casting directors. No matter how carefully Carol had economized, it had never seemed to make a real difference in their financial status. Once, when the bills had piled up and Carol feared she'd never be able to pay them all, Michael had made a joke of it. He said that if they won just one major sweepstakes, they could get their heads above water. Carol had thought it was the funniest thing she'd ever heard. Back then. 6 years ago, when she'd married Michael, the couples in their Hollywood apartment building had formed an informal support group. They'd all been young and poor and on the brink of that first big break. They'd met for potluck dinners and either commiserated or celebrated, depending on their circumstances. Back then, Carol had been known for her cabbage salad. Cabbage was cheaper than lettuce because it wasn't seasonal. She had chopped it and mixed it with an economical mixture of vinegar, sugar, salt, and black pepper. If Michael had worked that week, she occasionally splurged on red and yellow bell peppers to decorate the top. The first time she'd made her coleslaw, Michael had quipped about their salad days. Carol had laughed along with everyone else, but she hadn't understood the joke. Later she'd asked, and Michael had told her it was a quote from Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra. Looking back on those days now, Carol realized that she'd never had much in common with Michael. He was a college graduate, and she'd gone right to work as an entry-level secretary at World Star the moment she'd finished high school. They'd met at an audition where Carol had fallen in love with his voice and his handsome face. When Michael landed the part, he took her out for dinner to celebrate. There had been many dinners when Michael was working, and even more lunches at hot dog stands when he was between roles. There had also been long romantic evenings spent in his tiny apartment, the same apartment she was now leaving, listening to music and making love. All the other secretaries, Amy included, had warned her not to get involved with an actor. She hadn't listened. And then, before she'd really thought about how terribly insecure their life together would be, she'd become Mrs. Michael Hart, the shoestring gourmet, bringing cabbage salad to potluck dinners where the men talked about artistic integrity and the women sat next to them and dreamed of all the things they couldn't afford.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?